News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
607 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings for this Friday. Glad to have you here. And yes, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. And still continued discussion of possibly two hurricanes, or let's put it this way, two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico by next week. Last time this happened, 1930s. Dr. Bill has the history and the forecast as well for what we could expect over the next 4 or 5 days. That's coming up in just a second. Let's check you right in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, it's a perfect start across the Bayway and the Causeway with accident-free conditions coming up from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Had a couple disabled vehicles from Rangeline to Theodore Dawes Road near Highway 90 on I-10, but no new wrecks that'll slow you down. Need to get out of the house but want to stay close to home? Book the Stay and Explore package at the Battle House Hotel. Book at Marriott.com and use promo code P91. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
All right, 610 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here. And we're lucky to have some conversation time this morning with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, looking to next week, the possibility of two tropical systems in the Gulf at the same time. Now, I'm with you. You got a bunch of, so what happens then? Mm-hmm. Questions. That's why we're lucky to have the PhD. Teach a class this morning. So we'll talk about that. And also, obviously, talk about the intensity of these, what these things could be. Would they be tropical storms? Would they be hurricanes? And a timeline for when they may be impacting areas along the Gulf Coast. So that's all coming up. In-depth discussion at 6:35 with Dr. Bill Williams. Start off this hour with our in-depth discussion with Dalton Orwig and coronavirus numbers nationally and here at home. How's it looking?
Yeah, we're going to continue the theme that we've had over the last week and the last 2 weeks, really. Some more good news today when it comes to COVID-19 numbers. We start nationally where we have over 5.5 million total cases of coronavirus and over 166,000 that have died due to COVID-19. Nationally, the number of daily new cases continues to fall. We're averaging right around what we were averaging back on July 2nd for new cases. Number of hospitalized patients is as low as it's been since July 7th. Percentage of people testing positive is as low as it's been in almost 2 months. They're performing over 700,000 coronavirus tests daily. We have been averaging just over 1,000 deaths per day over the last 3 weeks or so, and hopefully we'll begin to see the number of daily deaths fall in line with the lower number of cases and hospitalizations. Here in Alabama, 107,483 confirmed cases in the state now, and 1,905 have died due to COVID-19. There are also currently 1,105 Alabamians hospitalized with the virus. Yesterday, we added 699 new cases and 29 deaths to the state's toll. Across the state, the number of new cases is the lowest it's been since late June, and we hit a new high in testing. We're now averaging over 13,300 tests per day. Current hospitalizations are the lowest they've been since mid-July in Alabama, and daily deaths are right around what we were averaging back on July the 9th. Mobile County yesterday added 65 new cases and 5 new fatalities, bringing the totals to 11,329 cases for Mobile with 235 deaths. Baldwin County added 26 new cases and 1 new death yesterday. They're nearing 4,000 cases and have had 31 die to the virus. Locally, new cases are way down. We're averaging right around what we were seeing on the 1st of July. Hospitalizations are down. We're testing more than ever. And locally, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. So a lot of the same story across the nation, the state, and here at home. Numbers are looking much better, but still waiting on those daily death numbers to start dropping.
You know, one of the questions you asked yesterday when we had the guest on Midday Mobile, Dr. L. Scott Chavers, working with Mobile County Health Department, and asked about the delay in those numbers. It sounded similar kind of what Dr. Randy Murphy told us as well, that individual testing places will sit on the numbers.
Yeah. And that
I don't know if it's for anything other than, you know, hey, it's the weekend or whatever. And then they kind of report them all at one time. And those numbers hit and look like a spike, but they're a backlog of some period of time of days or more.
Right. And I don't know if that's just because of the different, you know, work processes that the hospitals go through compared to some of these testing sites, but it definitely messes with the numbers.
Yes.
As you try to get a good read on what's happening and as close to real time as you can get. And remember, even the tests that come back positive, those usually take a few days to report. So the numbers we're seeing are normally at least a few days behind already. And then when these testing sites kind of sit on the numbers, or if there are issues with the IT department.
Yeah, that was the deal a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, as they try to send their numbers, not only from down here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, but from the rest of the state to the Alabama Department of Public Health dashboard, that also causes a delay sometimes. That's why it's important to look at the overall averages. The 7-week average is good to look at, which we discuss those numbers. The 7-day average is great to look at, and we discuss that basically on a daily basis. But even the 14-day averages, that gives you a better, bigger picture. And by most numbers, we are looking much, much better, not only here at home, across the state, but also nationally.
I love that news, Dalton. I appreciate the update. 615 FM Talk 106.5. Another of the many stories going on right now in Washington, it was time for the Postmaster General to testify before a Senate committee. Many conversations already happening of what the reasons are for Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to do the things that have happened to the post office. Linda Kenyon has more on this.
The Postmaster General implemented a number of changes at the Postal Service that have led to delays in mail delivery, removing mail collection boxes, cutting retail hours, taking mail sorting machines offline, cutting overtime. Members of Congress say their offices have been inundated with complaints from constituents who say they're not getting their checks, their medications, and other important items in the mail. Representative Adam Schiff says he has a lot of questions for Louis DeJoy.
I think he needs to answer, are you going to put the sorting machines back? Are you going to restore these blue postal boxes where they belong?
On Saturday, the House will vote on a bill that will include more funding for the Postal Service.
Are you going to make sure that the Postal Service has the resources it needs? Are you going to advocate, like your own Postal Commission, for the $25 billion that the Postal Service needs? Or are you simply going to carry dirty water for the president?
He's referring to DeJoy's notice that he could not guarantee mail-in ballots would be processed in time to be counted in the November 3rd election. As for that reference about carrying dirty water, DeJoy is a Trump mega donor, a Trump appointee, and the changes he has implemented at the Postal Service coincide with the president's ramped-up criticism of mail-in voting. Trump maintains mail-in balloting is riddled with fraud. While there's no evidence to support this, the president's criticism does plant seeds of doubt for many Americans who are now faced with the choice of whether to cast a vote in person during the coronavirus pandemic or choose their health and safety and vote by mail instead. At a campaign rally outside Scranton, Pennsylvania, President Trump blamed the Democrats, saying their push for voting by mail is not made of good intentions.
This is just a way they're trying to steal the election, and everybody knows that, because the only way they're going to win is by a rigged election. I really believe that.
Senator Amy Klobuchar said this is not about politics. It's about public health.
People, Republicans, independents, Democrats, are discarding what he's saying. They're continuing to look at protecting their health. They would rather put ballots in the mailbox than their families in the hospitals.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he wants to see the House pass the postal bill on Saturday and then see the Senate take it up as soon as possible. While the bill provides additional funding for the Postal Service, it also rolls back the changes implemented by the Postmaster General that led to delivery slowdowns in the first place. So far, Louis DeJoy has agreed to suspend the changes, but not reverse them. That's a non-starter, says Leader Hoyer.
House Democrats will not let this president destroy our postal system, which existed before our Constitution and was felt to be a critically important service, not a business, service to the American people and to our democracy.
Lindy Kenyon, Washington.
Now, if I would have... Okay. We take the DeLorean back, the Back to the Future time machine, back to 2019. And I would have failed if you gave me a quiz on 2020. At this point, I think I'd have a zero on that quiz. And if you would have asked me back then, Sean, what's going to be going into, you know, getting close to September, going into the presidential cycle, what will be one of the most contentious points in this election? And one of my choices would have been the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have missed that one, too.
That seems like one of those throwaway options on a multiple-choice test. I can go ahead and knock Postal Service out of the mix.
You look through it and you go, okay, it's not this one.
Yeah.
There's going to be two that it could possibly be, but it wouldn't be the Postal Service be a plank in the platform of the presidential campaign on both sides, but indeed it is. All right, 618, sports coming up. What are we doing here?
Well, do you hear that? That's the sound of football in the fall, Sean. We had high school football kickoff in Alabama last night. I'll let you know some of the scores from last night, and then a lot more games coming up tonight as teams get ready to kick off their season. And an NFL coach has revealed a cancer diagnosis. I'll let you know more about that coming up in sports.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital last night following a shooting in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 20-year-old man was shot on Arlington Street near Kellogg Street just after 9 o'clock. He is expected to survive. Foley police are looking for a man accused of kidnapping and assaulting his ex-wife. Officers say Marquise Bendall broke into his ex-wife's home, dragged her to his vehicle, and drove her to a nearby park where he beat and choked her. She escaped and was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Bendall lives in Mobile and could be driving a black PT Cruiser. Mobile police say a suspected thief may have gotten away with the crime if she hadn't bragged about it on Facebook. Officers say the victim of that crime saw Brianna Allen bragging about stealing prescription pills. Allen also called the department to give her side of the story. She was arrested after officers say they found the pills in her purse. Allen is charged with breaking into a vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription drugs. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Hi, this is Jack Burrell. I'm running for Fairhope City Council, Place 1. I'm asking the citizens of Fairhope for your vote for re-election on August the 25th. As your city council president for the last 8 years, I will continue to serve each and every citizen of Fairhope. I promise to support needed improvements to our wastewater, water, electrical, and natural gas systems. Continue to lead the way in fiscal responsibility, lead the fight to maintain the unique character and beauty of Fairhope, and ask the difficult questions and tackle the most difficult issues in a fair and impartial way. I'm deeply rooted in Fairhope, having served as a volunteer and public servant for over 2 decades, an Alabama Advanced Certified Municipal Official, a member of the Fairhope Airport Authority, a member of Fairhope Industrial Development Board, Vice Chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, fighting to keep a toll-free option across Mobile Bay. Like me, Jack Burrell, on Facebook at Jack for Fairhope, that's F-O-R, or visit me at jackforfairhope.com. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jack Burrell, P.O. Box 1934, Fairhope, Alabama 36533. If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
Good morning, 622 on FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Alabama high school football season kicked off last night with 24 games across the state. We had one game here in Mobile and one game in Baldwin County. Williamson defeated LaFleur 14-12 in overtime at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Lions quarterback Daniel Miller threw a game-tying touchdown pass to Jeremy Williams in overtime and then rushed for the game-winning two-point conversion to give Williamson a 1-0 start to the season. Across the bay, Fairhope quarterback Riley Leonard had a heck of a game to lead the Pirates past Spanish Fort 45-34. Leonard threw two touchdown passes, ran for two touchdowns. Oh, and he also caught a 48-yard touchdown pass in the win.
Getting it done?
Yeah, I'd say so. He's ready for Duke, I would say. Up in Clark County, my alma mater, Clark Prep, fell to the Jackson Academy Eagles 38-14. That's all we have to say about that game. Tonight, the Battle of Pritchard between Blount and Vigor was canceled because of COVID-19, but we still have a number of teams set to begin their seasons. UMS Wright will host Baker. St. Paul's is set to host McAdoo. Faith Academy playing at Andalusia. BC Rain will host Alma Bryant. Theodore will play at Saraland. Mary G. Montgomery heading to Baldwin County High School. Robertsdale hosts Foley. Bayside Academy at Escambia County. Gulf Shores will host Alberta. Orange Beach will host J.F. Shields. Daphne set to host Lee Montgomery. And Jackson plays at T.R. Miller. So, yes, it is that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Sad news in the NFL. Washington head coach Ron Rivera revealed yesterday he's been diagnosed with cancer as he gets set to begin his first season behind the bench in Washington. A statement from the team announced that Rivera was diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma located in a lymph node. Rivera said the cancer is in the early stages and is considered, quote, very treatable and curable. Rivera told his players in a team meeting last night. As of right now, he said nothing changes with his job. According to the Mayo Clinic, squamous cell cancer is a form of skin cancer. It's usually not life-threatening, but can spread throughout the body and cause serious complications. In NBA news, the 2020 draft order is set after last night's draft lottery, and the Minnesota Timberwolves took home the number one pick.
The second pick goes to the Golden State Warriors, and that means that the number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft goes to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
The Wolves entered with a 14% chance to land the number one pick, tied with the Warriors, who got the second pick. Charlotte Hornets and Chicago Bulls were the big winners of the night. They had the 7th and 8th best odds at the number one pick, and both moved up, the Bulls to number 4 and the Hornets to number 3. Georgia's Anthony Edwards, short-term Memphis Tiger James Wiseman, and Lonzo Ball's brother LaMelo Ball are considered the top prospects in this year's draft. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Sportsman's Marine. If you're in the market for a quality boat, check out their new model Edgewater boats. Live the Edgewater life. Visit sportsmansmarine.com today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelly Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you.
Pro
proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Lotus. CBD traffic's interaction in free conditions so far this morning and looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway. The ride from 98 Fairhope and Daphne and 31 from Malbus to Spanish Fort, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. So far, no accidents in the roadways. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is the place to go in Robertsdale with over 400 options in waterproof flooring from Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminate. See what they offer at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Okay, right now they're called Tropical Depression 13 and 14, I think it's
old TD.
Yes, so will they become something bigger, and where are they going? Well, Dr. Bill had mentioned this the other day, and it's now modeling is showing this to be more and more possible to have two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico, at as a guy I used to work with would say, at exactly the same time.
Ooh, what's that term I heard you say earlier? Fujiwara?
The Fujiwara effect.
Yeah.
So, listen, I have no need to try to describe the Fujiwara effect because we got a guy that's, you know, taught weather for 40 years at the University of South Alabama, is the go-to guy for forecasting tropical weather along the Gulf Coast. And I think I've told y'all before, other than us, we're talking about, he's our exclusive staff meteorologist. He is, but he does have a side gig. How much I can say of this and not get in trouble. But people that have a lot at risk in the Gulf of Mexico, maybe big structures in the Gulf of Mexico, like that make lots of money, they contract him too.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital last night following a shooting in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 20-year-old man was shot on Arlington Street near Kellogg Street just after 9 o'clock. He is expected to survive. Foley police are looking for a man accused of kidnapping and assaulting his ex-wife. Officers say Marquise Bendall broke into his ex-wife's home, dragged her to his vehicle, and drove her to a nearby park where he beat and choked her. She escaped and was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Bendall lives in Mobile and could be driving a black PT Cruiser. Mobile police say a suspected thief may have gotten away with the crime if she hadn't bragged about it on Facebook. Officers say the victim of that crime saw Brianna Allen bragging about stealing prescription pills. Allen also called the department to give her side of the story. She was arrested after officers say they found the pills in her purse. Allen is charged with breaking into a vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription drugs. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check, and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are, see if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
In a Wilmington, Delaware convention center, former Vice President Joe Biden concluded his party's convention with an acceptance speech.
Attacking the president's handling of the virus, Biden piled on, suggesting President Trump can't meet the other challenges that have come along as well.
Four historic crises, the worst pandemic in over 100 years, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the most compelling call for racial justice since the 60s, and the undeniable realities and just the accelerating threats of climate change.
There is no easy fix for the first three items, but Biden has pledged, if elected, he will immediately put the United States back into the Paris Climate Accord. President Trump's withdrawal from the agreement officially could take effect the day after Election Day. Bob Costantini, Wilmington, Delaware.
While Dems rallied, President Trump campaigned near Scranton, Pennsylvania, Biden's birthplace, insisting his Democratic rival would be that state's worst nightmare if elected. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Airbnb may pursue legal action against guests and hosts who violate its new occupancy limits, 16 people per rental property, a move the home sharing platform's making for health reasons during the pandemic. The new policy goes into effect as Airbnb reveals it has filed preliminary paperwork to go public. It submitted a draft registration statement to the SEC, keeping details confidential. New Jersey-based TD Bank has been fined $122 million for enrolling customers in overdraft service without their consent. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says TD engaged in abusive acts or practices. The bank does not admit wrongdoing. Taco Bell just released its latest restaurant concept, Go Mobile. It includes two drive-through lanes, parking spaces designated for curbside pickup, and advanced tech execs compared it to an air traffic control room. Markets closed on a higher note for the day. The Dow up 46, NASDAQ 118 points higher for a new record, S&P adding 10. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of Westmobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of Westmobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. I guess we'll quickly discuss what's happening today and the weekend ahead, and then, of course, all eyes on the tropics, or at least our questions are. So, first of all, what do we have for this Friday? What are we looking at for rainfall and tomorrow as well?
Yeah, we've got a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on tap for today. I expect temperatures to just be shy of the 90 mark, upper 80s, right, 88 degrees. And most of that activity will be this afternoon. And then it'll taper off this evening, low tonight in the low 70s. And for the weekend, the best day will be Saturday. We'll have mostly sunny skies through the morning, then a few afternoon thunderstorms. And the high tomorrow around 90. But then on Sunday, we start to get a lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf, and we got a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high temperature, looks like in the mid-80s. And then Monday, Tuesday, numerous showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures in the 80s on Monday, may make it into the low 90s on Tuesday. And then the middle of the next week will be dependent on the track of the tropical systems. And so we could see tropical storm conditions coming in here Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, so let's dive into that, Dr. Bill. So what tropical, they're just depressions right now, correct?
Yeah, right now they're depressions, and they're not organized quite very well at this point. And so a lot of things have to happen, but certainly what appears to be the situation is that conditions in the upper atmosphere are going to be favorable for these systems to grow. We have one tropical depression now that is approaching the northern Leeward Islands, and this particular storm will track, it looks like on the projection now, is to take it north of Puerto Rico, north of Haiti, which will keep it over water, and then north of Cuba, and then through the Florida Straits on Monday between Florida and Cuba, and then into the Gulf of Mexico early on Tuesday. The latest projection now will take it up to the Florida Panhandle, possibly as far west as Pensacola, with a landfall occurring very early on Wednesday morning. And the projection now shows it becoming at least into a minimal hurricane when it gets into the Gulf. So peak winds of around 75 miles per hour at landfall. Now, that could be more than that. It's too early. I mean, the system hasn't even organized yet. So these projections are subject to some change. The other system we've been watching now is over the western Caribbean, and it's right along the coast of Honduras, eastern portion of Honduras. It's expected to turn more to the northwest, cross the Yucatan Peninsula, and then move into the Gulf of Mexico. And this will take the storm track to reach the Texas coast, most likely around Houston. And it also will likely become a hurricane over the Gulf, and at least a minimal hurricane when it reaches the Houston area. And that will be late Tuesday evening. And right now the projection is for this storm to move on to into the Houston area late in the evening on Tuesday, whereas the other storm tracking through the eastern Gulf will be early on Wednesday. So there may just be a few hours difference between the two, and they're closing the distance between the two right now with Houston, and then the Florida Panhandle for the other storm coming through the Florida Straits. We also have a tropical wave now moving off the African coast, which has a chance of developing over the next few days.
I don't know that I have patience to hear about the third wave coming across, you know, what's next after the pincher movement is delivered on the Gulf. So two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, Dr. Bill. This is,
yes,
you said rare
the
yesterday.
The only thing we can find is back in 1933, which had the previous record for the number of named storms at that time. But and one of the storms went into Texas, and the other one went across through the Florida Peninsula and just slightly came out over water around Cedar Key and then went on inland again and up into Georgia. So it just briefly we had a situation there where there were two storms over the Gulf. But what we're looking at now is two storms right over the Gulf, well over the Gulf, and fairly close together at the time of landfall. And we don't have any records of that occurring.
All right. My mind's kind of blown here on this, on the system. Somebody has sent me a question to ask you about the Fujiwara effect. What is that?
Yeah, the Fujiwara effect is something where when we have two storms that start to get close together, they will begin to rotate around each other in a counterclockwise rotation in the northern hemisphere, opposite in the southern hemisphere. And it has been observed that if the storms get closer than 800 to 1,000 miles, that they will begin to show this rotation. It's possible that could occur in the Gulf, but the Gulf is such a small body of water compared to being out in the open Atlantic. But that has been observed on a number of cases out in the Atlantic and also in the Pacific.
I don't know what to say. I'm probably speechless when it comes to this. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Does the Fujiwara effect happen? It doesn't happen. Does one storm in the Gulf influence the other? If they're both there, do they have an effect on the other one? And what affects
the
what they may be?
The larger one will be the dominant one. Whatever storm has the larger in size and greater intensity will tend to remove the energy from the smaller storm. Right now, we're looking at two storms about the same size and intensity. But whichever one does becomes a little bit stronger and a little larger in area, it may cause the other one to weaken.
But does it? But on Earth, right? If one thing weakens, does the other thing strengthen?
Yeah. It could very well take the energy and the circulation will be enhanced from the other storm.
Yep, holy cow! This is a crazy conversation. So, the two could be they're in the Gulf. These two systems, the bigger one could absorb the energy from the smaller one and become enhanced.
Yeah, this is a process that would take a while to occur, and in the Gulf of Mexico, by the time something like this develops, you run out of water, and
right?
Begins
right.
To move over land, so. To get some of these Fujiwara or taking energy from the other storm when they're over the Gulf, there's just not a lot of room for all this to take place.
Sounds like this is going to be a chapter in a textbook, though, going forward.
If this develops as is projected right now, it will be studied for years and years to come.
Wow. Okay. And before we finish up, once again, timeline. I know that there's a long time for them to develop, but timeline for these systems to be in the Gulf, and then general ideas about intensity. Can you lay that out one more time?
Again, a minimal hurricanes right now, but there's still that chance that they could grow more than that and intensify into Category 2 or more. That's possible. Right now, we're looking at least a minimal hurricane. And the timeline, the one that we're most concerned about is the one that's coming through the Florida Straits. Because that could come closer to our area. And it will be getting into the Gulf really Monday night, Monday evening. We were coming into the Gulf. So you're in good shape on Monday for any kind of preparations and even the early part of Tuesday. But after that, the storm will be getting pretty close if it takes this track toward the western portion of the Florida Panhandle. Again, things could change because it is a long way off.
Well said. Dr. Bill, we sure appreciate the update here and the education on this, and we'll be leaning on you real hard through this, so be ready for your phone to ring again soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and all-around great dude, Dr. Bill Williams. You digest that?
Trying to. It's a big bite to try to digest, but holy cow.
The Ed, you got Fujiwara effect where, you know, he's pointing out the Gulf by the time this is not unlimited water to work with, but just the idea of one storm spinning around the other like some kind of chainsaw of tropical weather, and then you know this idea of one sucking the energy out of the other one would be wow. And as Paul said on the text line, only in 2020. Preach. All right. 6:44. We'll check traffic. Coming right back. Dalton's got sports. We've got headlines from WKRG.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com traffic center. Looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford. Again in Baldwin County. Watch for the school buses in Mobile. Watch for radar as you travel from the 1065 split out towards Theodore Dawes Road. The good news is, once again, accident-free conditions continue. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. Stay out for all things hemp. And if you suffer from anxiety, depression, pain, or seizures, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Here in Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life, and we expect our senators to represent our pro-life values in Washington. But that's not how Senator Doug Jones has voted. Senator Jones joined liberal D.C. politicians like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against ending federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. He voted against a permanent ban on taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones even voted against a bill to ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course and protect life. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Stop voting with DC liberals. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
648 FM Talk 106.5 Bobio Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Alec Naiman, about an hour away with What's Cooking. Plus, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. Might be doing a lot of home cooking over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, break out the George Foreman grill.
What makes you think I put it up? By the way, a stat on the way here, 88% of women who are saying that men who wear a face mask are sexier.
Ooh, ooh la la.
But let me tell you that women have a, usually by and large, a lot better way of cutting someone down without saying something overtly offensive and doing it in a subtle way. 88% of women say men who wear a face mask are sexier. Yeah. We'll leave it right there. We'll come right back.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital last night following a shooting in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 20-year-old man was shot on Arlington Street near Kellogg Street just after 9 o'clock. He is expected to survive. Foley police are looking for a man accused of kidnapping and assaulting his ex-wife. Officers say Marquise Bendall broke into his ex-wife's home, dragged her to his vehicle, and drove her to a nearby park where he beat and choked her. She escaped and was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Bendall lives in Mobile and could be driving a black PT Cruiser. Mobile police say a suspected thief may have gotten away with the crime if she hadn't bragged about it on Facebook. Officers say the victim of that crime saw Brianna Allen bragging about stealing prescription pills. Allen also called the department to give her side of the story. She was arrested after officers say they found the pills in her purse. Allen is charged with breaking into a vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription drugs. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Alabama high school football season kicked off last night with 24 games across the state. We had one game here in Mobile and one game in Baldwin County. Williamson defeated LaFleur 14-12 in overtime at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Lions quarterback Daniel Miller threw a game-tying touchdown pass to Jeremy Williams in overtime and then rushed for the game-winning two-point conversion to give Williamson a 1-0 start to the season. Across the bay, Fairhope quarterback Riley Leonard had a heck of a game to lead the Pirates past Spanish Fort 45-34. Listen to this. Leonard threw two touchdown passes, ran for two touchdowns. Oh, and he also caught a 48-yard touchdown pass in the win.
Wow.
Leonard is a commit to Duke University and certainly was getting it done last night. Up in Clark County, my alma mater, Clark Prep, fell to the Jackson Academy Eagles 38-14.
Ouch.
Tonight, the Battle of Pritchard between Blunt and Vigor was canceled because of COVID-19, but we still have a number of teams set to begin their seasons. UMS Wright will host Baker. St. Paul's set to host McAdory. Faith Academy is playing at Andalusia. BC Rain will host Alma Bryant. Theodore will play at Saraland. Mary G. Montgomery heading to Baldwin County High School. Robertsdale hosts Foley. Bayside Academy at Escambia County. Gulf Shores will host Alberta. Orange Beach will host J.F. Shields. Daphne set to host Lee Montgomery. And Jackson will play at T.R. Miller. Sad news in the NFL. Washington head coach Ron Rivera revealed yesterday that he's been diagnosed with cancer as he gets set to begin his first season behind the bench in Washington. A statement from the team announced that Rivera was diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma located in a lymph node. Rivera said the cancer is in the early stages and is considered, quote, very treatable and curable. He told his players in a team meeting on Thursday night. As of right now, Rivera said nothing changes with his job. According to the Mayo Clinic, squamous cell cancer is a form of skin cancer. It's usually not life-threatening, but can spread throughout the body and cause serious complications. In NBA news, the 2020 draft order is set after Thursday night's draft lottery, and the Minnesota Timberwolves took home the number one pick.
The second pick goes to the Golden State Warriors, and that means that the number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft goes to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
The Wolves entered with a 14% chance to land that number one pick, tied with the Warriors, who of course got the second pick there. The Charlotte Hornets and Chicago Bulls were the big winners of the night. Bulls and Hornets had the 7th and 8th best odds at the number one pick, and both moved up, the Bulls to number 4 and the Hornets to number 3. Georgia's Anthony Edwards, short-term Memphis Tiger James Wiseman, and Lonzo Ball's brother LaMelo Ball are considered the top prospects in this year's draft. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Morgan and Morgan. For the people.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer-dryer hookups.
This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Looking good so far from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. Through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels, accident-free conditions continue through the Mobile area. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Range Line, all the way out towards Grand Bay, Wimble Road, and I-10. It's clear. Tomorrow, it's lock-in, drag-out drag racing at US 90 Dragway in Irvington. A grudge war between them and Emmercoast Dragway with 50-plus locked-in races. Gates open at 2. Kids 12 and under are free. Get the details at us90dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 656 FM Talk 106.5 and Bopio Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We'll check back in with our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert. That's what you're wondering about, right? Check in with him coming up next hour for a discussion of two tropical systems in the Gulf by next week. We'll get in that conversation with him, timelines, intensity, all that stuff coming up next hour. Plus, I guess we got the weekend weather scale.
Yeah. Might be the best one in at least the next 2 weeks.
That's probably right. And then I mentioned the story before we went to the news. 88% of women say men who wear face masks in public are sexier than men who don't. This put out by the National Face Mask Manufacturers.
Yeah, exactly. Big face mask.
Big face mask. That's right. According to the survey, 88% of women say men who wear the face mask are sexier than men who don't. Now, I think that is somewhat, you know how women can say, like, have you heard your wife do a cut down and make it sound nice the way Southern women can?
Yes.
You know, they can say something that sounds nice, but it's a real gig. I think this one's turned at us. And the women say, no, with the face mask on, you look a lot, yeah, lot better.
Those are nice pants. They fit you much better than the old ones did.
A survey found that 6% of women say they have had grown-up fun time with a mask on since the pandemic started in that same study. But 88% of women say men with fair face masks are sexier. I don't know if that's a compliment or a dig, but we'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital last night following a shooting in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 20-year-old man was shot on Arlington Street near Kellogg Street just after 9 o'clock. He is expected to survive. Foley police are looking for a man accused of kidnapping and assaulting his ex-wife. Officers say Marquise Bendall broke into his ex-wife's home, dragged her to his vehicle, and drove her to a nearby park where he beat and choked her. She escaped and was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Bendall lives in Mobile and could be driving a black PT Cruiser. Mobile police say a suspected thief may have gotten away with the crime if she hadn't bragged about it on Facebook. Officers say the victim of that crime saw Brianna Allen bragging about stealing prescription pills. Allen also called the department to give her side of the story. She was arrested after officers say they found the pills in her purse. Allen is charged with breaking into a vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription drugs. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130.